Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Info for you, conversation for you, things that you've never heard before in your life, right inside our heads, to pass along the heads of Doug Steffen and Jay Kirschner.
The fine has been set high.
And it's fine and dandy. Our heads are fine and dandy. Welcome into our program, Thursday, December the 8th. Yep, we're beyond December 7th. Lots of people spend a lot of time, as well they should, thinking about and working through some of the things that may have happened to their family. I know every year on December 7th, when we talk about it on the air, I go back to my uncle for whom I was named, who was the commander of the Wahoo submarine that sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet first half of the war, and then he was lost off the Sakhalin Islands north of Japan in 1943. The idea of the Japanese and how dare they, the anger that comes over a lot of people, and I think it's appropriate anger, but yet there's another side to it, and I'm not sure I've ever told this story on the air, but I think that it bears some thought, given what I've said about the anger that comes over all the members of my family that know the story and have a connection to me with my name to him. And that is when the Russians knew that the sub was sunk. The Sakhalin Islands are the bridge sort of between Japan, northern Japan, and Russia. And the sub was sunk in Russian waters, is only down about 800 feet. And so the Russians knew that sub had been there for a long time, like 70 years or something, before they said anything to American authorities. And during the time when Reagan was president and Mikhail Gorbachev was running Russia, lots of things happened that were sort of, I think they used the word détente. Remember that word, Jay? Have you ever heard that word, détente?
No.
And, well, anyway, so this was the period when the Russians and the United States were getting along. It was the end of the Cold War, that sort of thing. So the Russians let loose with lots of information, including the whereabouts of this sub. So when the Navy found out about it, and the government found out about it, they first were going to raise the sub and bring it back to Pearl. But they asked the family, my cousins, and the wife, well, actually the wife of Dudley, the kid's mother, had died. So there was just the kids were asked by the Department of the Navy, what do you think we should do with the submarine? And they all agreed that it should stay right where it is. So they decided to have was sort of an honorarium. I guess there was a celebration or a ceremony. I don't know how much they celebrated, but the ceremony included members of the family. I was invited, but I couldn't go. But there were, I don't know, 30, 40 people that were on the deck of a destroyer that was named after the USS Morton, was named after my uncle. And they sent the ship over to the location where the submarine was resting. And they brought not only dignitaries, members of the family, but the captain of the Japanese ship that sunk, think about this, that sunk the submarine was on that ship. He was an old guy by that time. He was in his 80s.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
They found him. And they brought him to the Morton to the ceremony, acknowledging. I mean, there were a lot of tears shared all the way around. I've seen some video of it. And so every year when I start to get angry about the Japanese and how aggressive they were and what a mess they made of that part of the world, or much of the world, between the Germans and the Japanese, then I think about how that whole thing, how it matured. Now, there could still be, and maybe it's appropriate, I mean, the situation that existed then is not the situation that exists now. We get along pretty well with the Japanese, and we should. They should get along. They should love us, because we rebuilt their country for them pretty much like lock, stock, and barrel, and made them a factor in the economy. Remember how things about that time, before the Chinese stuff started rolling in, many things, cheap stuff, was made in Japan, and that's what got their economy going again. The fact, though, that this captain was on the ship and acknowledged, yes, that, you know, I mean, they found him, so he had to, they knew historically what had happened. But you think about that sort of thing and wonder if that isn't a good example of how we might all, after we learn our lessons, get along. You know what I mean? It just seems mm-hmm. like something we all ought to have in our minds.
It's also a good note regarding cancel culture that there's no opportunity for growth. There's no acceptance that people can change.
Yeah, right. All right, so we are here to share and listen to you and get your feedback. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter. Good Day On Air is always the thing I have to remember. 25 people suspected of plotting to overthrow the German government. Remember, we were talking about this yesterday? Were arrested in raids involving thousands of police all across Germany. 24 officers, along with others, are being investigated in relation to this scheme. The prosecutors in Germany say that this group, as members of the what they call the Reichsbürger movement. Doesn't that sound just like Reichs, the Reichs? The Reich, Third Reich, was the Hitler's thing. It was the Third Reich. So this is an offshoot of that thinking, the Reichsbürger movement, in association with lots of others that say after World War II, every government Germany has been illegitimate. And they war and how the Americans and the Europeans, you know, killed a legitimate government that was doing what governments do. And I thought that's an interesting way of looking at it. It did do what a lot of other governments have done. That is be pretty aggressive. You go back to the history of man. Oh, way, way, way back. There's an interesting thing. It was on PBS last night. I watched for a few minutes. And the reason I was attracted to it is because it was about an area of England that I know very well, where Stonehenge is, and where, described the trip that I had there once. There's a direct line north to south, or actually northeast to southwest, that contains lots and lots of stories and experiences that were built around. There was Stonehenge is the best or most well-known of all of these places, but there are other places up and down the line where the Druids and others fought in Britain during that time period, which is 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago.
That would have been amazing to go visit, because I just feel like the energy, the history would be palpable as soon as you step in those lands.
Yeah, but the aggressiveness, the bellicose nature of the people who lived at that time. I mean, the history of our planet really is a history of people not getting along, a history of war, a history of aggression. That's what the human, not the history necessarily of the planet, but I mean, you look at how animals have survived. They survived by killing other animals and eating them. So the whole existence of all the species on this planet that have blood, not plants and trees and stuff, but the blood that runs through our veins, seems to be something that it's pretty connective, it's pretty aggressive. Anyway, so I find that this is these Germans, my God. And we've got some of them over here. There are some people who are sympathizers to this group, you know it, and many of them are attached to January 6th. Interestingly enough, take a deep breath, Doug.
It's a lot.
It is. It is. All right. So here's a story from Florida. The 80-foot object discovered by beachgoers has prompted an investigation. Seems to have been a mystery of sorts. It was something strange sticking out of the sand in the on the beach in Volusia County, which is Daytona Beach, down in that area. It was an 80-foot wooden object, wooden and metal. And apparently it was a it's a part of a boat that was somehow shipwrecked, probably on a hurricane, 200-plus years ago. So you think about this. There's a spokesperson for the county who said officials were unsure of what they had on their hands, but they brought in maritime archaeologist Chuck Mead yesterday, and he said he looked at the object and said it's a shipwreck. Goes back to the early 1800s. This mystery, it's not there one day, and it's there the next day. That's called erosion, right? Beach erosion. So I guess it's good that they've sort of straightened that all out. Good for them. Good, good, good. All right, here's something that I would like you to think about. Those of you who are trying to find the very best gift for the woman in your life, how about a soft, silky, natural, nude pajama from Pajama Gear? Are they, pajamas are plural? Why? Because you only wear one. They're supposed to be, this refers to naturally nude pajamas, but there's only one pajama. Anyway,
you can buy multiples.
Yes, you can. Naturally nude pajamas from Pajamagram. They're very alluring. They leave nothing to the imagination. I think the ladies in your life, if they're romantic and loving, they'll love the feel of wearing this. Order it today at Pajamagram. Here's what you do. You go to pajamagram.com. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Pajamagram.com. Order these naturally nude pajamas and get a $75 nightie free. That's it. Pajamagram.com. And when you get there, tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 1231. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12-3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's December the 8th. Doug and Jay here going head first. I guess that's the best way to do it. Into social media items today that are trending, getting lots of commentary. One of them has to do with Ashton Kutcher and a member of his family. How many knew that Ashton Kutcher had a twin brother? I did not know that. Did you know that, Jay?
I did. It's one of those things where a lot of times, like BuzzFeed will do a celebrities you didn't know had twins and all of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's some interesting news about the two of them and their relationship, which we'll check on right after this. You run a small to mid-sized business that stayed open during COVID? If you did, listen up, because there's some great news. Government funds are available that reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021, despite the struggles with COVID. If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee at ReliefChecks.com. ReliefChecks.com. You heard it right. Up to $26,000. Per employee, go to reliefchecks.com, answer a couple of questions, and then the experts at reliefchecks.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this government program than the tax experts at reliefchecks.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and only get paid at the percentage of the funds they get to you. If you have five or more employees, let reliefchecks.com help you out. Up to $26,000 per employee. Visit reliefchecks.com. So, Jay, Ashton Kutcher has a twin brother, and the interesting thing, or the sad thing, or it might have been sad, fella has a cerebral palsy, and he remembers that at the age of 13, the brother flatlined at a hospital. And apparently this is, as you can imagine, a vivid memory, certainly ingrained in his mind. The brother's name is Michael. He almost died. Say they are now in a new Paramount Plus series that just premiered, and they get very candid about the health struggles that Michael faced when they were youngsters.
And it,
can you imagine?
Scary.
Yeah, of course it would be scary.
Yeah, Michael got sick and at the time didn't realize how bad it was until he ended up in the hospital, and it was this virus affecting his heart to where the point where his heart grew four times the normal size.
Yeah.
And doctors didn't think Michael would make it. And Ashton says that he didn't realize the severity of it at first. His parents kind of kept him in the dark until things got so bad that they were like, we don't know where this is going to lead. Ashton should know. And they took him to the ICU to see his twin, their fraternal twins, and he realized how bad it was, and it got to the point where Michael had to be kept alive on this machine and needed a heart transplant, like, almost immediately.
Yeah.
And Ashton recalls going through this moment of, well, who is better for, who has a heart that would match him better than his own twin? And he actually considered taking his own life just so his twin could have his heart.
Wow. That must have been an emotional conversation. It's the first time I've seen anything about it, but just reading the words that they exchanged here telling the story, the emotion has to be at the height of anyone's experience. So he had a clot in his atrium, and he needed open-heart surgery.
Oh, and that was 2 years after. The heart transplant.
Yeah. He looked at me and said, every time you feel sorry for me, you make me less. This is the only life I've ever known, so stop feeling sorry for the only thing I have. The brother sounds like pretty special. Yeah. Well, listen. Let's hear it for the goodness of brotherly love, right? And think about that when you're thinking about the brothers that you argue with about nothing, right, during Thanksgiving dinner. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of us say goodbye to our dogs. We say goodnight before we go to sleep. We ask them if they're hungry and if they need to go outside. We even ask them what's the matter if we suspect they're not feeling well. Yes, yes, many of us do these things, and subsequently, our dogs begin to understand some basic vocabulary. Any animal that has the inherent intelligence to know when the refrigerator door is open, even if he's sleeping in a second-floor bedroom on the opposite side of the house and could get down to that refrigerator faster than a speeding bullet, has the basic intelligence to comprehend not only simple words, but more than a few complex thoughts as well. The question is, does your four-footed best friend want to bother to understand you? And if so, does he want to let on that he does? Because once he opens that can of worms, folks, he's in trouble. He knows that you know that he understands exactly what I'm talking about. You know, one of the most important things I do as a behaviorist is establish better relationships between pets and the people they live with. And part of establishing that relationship is really having conversations with your pet. Not just sit, stay, and down, but talk politics and religion. Watch the relationship change. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles County District Attorney Democrat George Gascon is making headlines again with a new policy announced this week that gives preferential treatment to illegal immigrants that breaks the law over victims of their crime. Tim Ward on Fox News is the DA of Tulare County, north of Los Angeles. He weighs in.
It's scary because the message that it sends to victims and really to the prosecutors in the office, because what it sounds like at its core is sanctioned preferential treatment for decisions of who does and who does not get charges filed against them.
The union workers at the New York Times newspaper are telling readers to join a digital picket line by not engaging in any Times content on Thursday to support their one-day strike against the paper. After completing a jaunt around the moon, the Orion spacecraft will splash down off the coast of San Diego, California on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder vendor, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
More contemporary Christmas tunes. I'm trying to remember now who this is. I should remember who it is.
Taylor Swift, the original Wham.
Good. Yeah, Wham, that's it. Right. George Michael. I'm beginning to sound like James. Right. I never said that before he was around.
Instead of you wearing off on me.
Well, I think we're both wearing off and wearing out each other. So,
well,
it's Doug and Jay, James at the controls in our studio in Dallas. I'm on the farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Jay is in Cleveland enjoying that wonderful fragrance from Lake Erie. It's a great time to be alive. Take a big, deep breath. And acknowledge what a great day it is. It's Thursday. Here's some good news. I guess this is from the See This Can Happen department. For those of you who spend all your time worrying about the things that are on the endangered species list, my philosophy about that is that the world has gone on for hundreds of billions or millions, 4.5 billion, however many jillion years it's been here. And there have been things that have come and gone. Things, big things, little things. Big animals like dinosaurs, little things like plants and flowers and trees and stuff. And so for us to get all worked up about it, I think one of the biggest ridiculous, the biggest mistakes of mankind is to, and I've made a big to-do out of this here in my state, where farmland is being taken over by conservation commissions or cities and towns so that they could protect habitat, when in fact the land is being used productively in agriculture. What's more important, protecting a turtle or getting enough to eat? And I say turtle, I'm nothing against turtles. I like turtles, as a matter of fact. But, you know, there are things that are being done that are becoming ridiculous. And the overcooking of the endangered species lists everywhere. We've got to save the planet. We've got to save all of these things. Well, in reality, the natural order of things, these species come and go. I'm convinced that human beings that were first on the planet in some way, shape, or form 300,000 or 400,000 years ago, if we're lucky, we'll make it another 300,000 or 400,000. There are a lot of people who think we won't make it 30. Some people think, well, 300 years, you know, that kind of stuff. So the fact that there are two Channel Island plants that were found nowhere else on the planet, everybody worried about it. California's Channel Islands now have these plants flourishing. Right? No place else on Earth do they have these plants. And so as a result of the Endangered Species Act, the protections on the Santa Cruz Islands for whatever these things are, you know, they're all in the Fish and Wildlife list. And they're, but now they're flourishing anyway.
Yeah, that's such great news.
Yeah, it's good. It's, you know, as I said, I don't know that we have to go. How much money was spent to save this species? And for some, it doesn't matter. I get that. But then the other side of it is, you know, what do we have? Okay, so we save the plants. What are they doing for the benefit of the planet? Maybe we know. Maybe we don't know. And so if you're interested in the endangered species list and the act that is conserving a lot of these things, 99% of all the species that have been listed since the 70s, all of them have, most of them, well, let's see here, 291 species, actually, according to the list, have been protected. They are not extinct, not going extinct. They're thriving. This is an example of a couple of them. Let's see, sheep grazing ended, so they apparently were part of the bad guys. They didn't have any pigs.
They had to protect
there, right?
The lands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but you know, the other side of it is they were there naturally. The pigs were, I don't know, well, I mean, they had to be brought there by somebody, but that's another, you know, it's just, I'm happy to see that there are results for all the money that we're spending. But in a time when there aren't enough dollars to take care of the veterans, and I know this becomes a frequent focus of mine, or there isn't enough money to take care of and feed people who can't take care of themselves, I think we go a little overboard with this. There are some people, this is like a religion. This is like climate change. It's all or nothing at all, and it just doesn't work like that. The planet is hospitable for some things for a while, and then it's not. Think of all the things that are being destroyed by that volcano over in Hawaii.
Oh,
or any volcano. Mm-hmm. They're like the complete wholesale destruction of stuff. And so what are we going to do? We're going to go digging in the lava, the rock, to get this stuff out?
Look at wildfires that aren't a product of man.
Human carelessness.
Like something like a lightning strike.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff starts. If you wait, like all of us can hang around for a couple hundred years, we'll see trees growing out of that lava. Where do you think the trees come from? They blow around. The seeds from the trees just blow in the air, and they land in a little crevice, and they grow. That's why you see trees growing out of granite and rock and stuff on mountains, because the seeds have just landed there, and the stuff has grown. So, I don't know, I guess I find it, it's good, but it's not, you know?
Well, and then there's the unknown, because what if, let's say, 20, 30 years from now, these plants that were once endangered species, they end up finding that they can cure some significant disease?
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's an if.
That's a big if.
It's an if. It's okay. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday heard oral arguments in a case over the degree to which state legislatures have the authority to require and regulate federal elections. the process. What are you required to have? What are you required to do? You show a license or proof. You know, that's all part of this discussion that we've been going through for, it seems like, a long, long time. And there is more, some of it's coming to a head. All of the hoopla about Kerry Lake and that nonsense in Arizona and the business where Raphael Warnock, I think this is kind of current. I mean, it is current because it's going before the Supreme Court. But also, the discussions continue on the election in Georgia and how, you know, at this point, the election's over. He's won. There are a couple of Republican yahoos who are saying, oh, he cheated. This is not right. We got to do it again. This was the runoff. And people are not satisfied. This is going to be the mantra now since Trump. And the question about the elections and how they're held is a legitimate question. That's why this Supreme Court action is going to be closely watched and will be important. Hopefully it will clarify some of the rules that have either been abandoned, they haven't been adhered to, whatever it is, or new rules like they have on Bill Maher, new rules, right? Fix the election so that everybody has an ID and you vote on weekends over 2 days and there's no mail-in ballots, there's no early voting, none of that stuff.
In a perfect world, genuinely need to, like, overseas, out of the country.
Yeah.
People in the military,
right.
Army.
Military. Yeah, right. Anyway, the Supreme Court.
Really sick people who can't get out.
Yeah, you want to vote? That's okay. Yep. Oversight is needed, though, for that, Jay. And that's kind of what this arguments are about here in the case of Moore versus Harper. It's the state legislature's theory, which rests on a couple of provisions in the Constitution, the Elections Clause and the Electors Clause. The Election Clause, the Elector Clause, two different clauses. Proponents of the theory contend that the two clauses say state courts don't have the authority to supervise how state legislatures run congressional and presidential elections. Critics argue the clauses haven't been understood and therefore the fight. So this is an appeal of a ruling in North Carolina that ordered a new congressional map after finding the state's Republican version violated the Constitution because it displayed characteristics of partisan gerrymandering. That happens everywhere. Partisan gerrymandering is part of the problem here, how things, and I became a victim of that in my own neck of the woods here because we had ourselves sort of gerrymandered right out of a seat in the House of Representatives because a legislator decided he wanted to build a district for himself that he knew he could win. So there you go. A couple of other election things happening, Jay. From the People Department, a fellow named Jalen Smith elected the mayor of Earl, Arkansas, the youngest black mayor in the United States. Again, annoying as hell that we have to. Maybe the fact that he's the youngest is the story, but not
so he's
continuing
to find youngest. But yeah, he's the youngest.
The youngest black mayor. He's 18 years old.
Yeah, and then the first time there's the youngest female.
Yeah, that'll be a big deal.
Female, right. But we'll,
yeah. Interesting. Matthews got, this is very interesting. Actually, this is a very interesting story. Smith defeated Naomi Matthews in a runoff. Smith had 218 votes and Matthews had 139, according to the election results you can see on Facebook and in his win. Matthews is the superintendent of Earl, not related to the Duke of Earl, with more than four decades. Does anybody get that here? James doesn't get it.
Totally.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
You get the Duke.
Okay. I do.
All right. Anyway. Congratulations to this kid, who now is the mayor of a nice little town.
Yeah,
here's another one.
Awesome.
Right. A former West Virginia lawmaker who's in prison because of his activities January 6th in the rioting there says, I'm running for Congress. Just what we need, somebody like that to be in Congress. I suppose, well, representative government, you should have somebody like that to, you know, how many crazy people are there besides AOC and Marilyn Greene or what's her name?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie, yeah. You got those two in there. So let's have a couple of more. Derek Evans, former West Virginia State delegate, has issued a statement. He says, quote, "After months of soul searching, some of them done in a federal prison, I'm ready to step back into the political arena." He got 3 months in the slammer after pleading guilty to a felony count of civil disorder in the January 6th situation at the Capitol. He's was the first elected to the West Virginia House of Delegates. 2020 is when his time surfaced. He loves Donald Trump, and he was right there along all the other pro-Trump rioters, being encouraged by Trump, in fact. In a video that was in social media, but apparently was taken away, he could be heard shouting, "We're in, baby, we're in!" Talking about being in the Capitol. Oy. Right? Oy? Is this an oy? Kind of an oy. Oh, speaking of AOC, she's being investigated. Did you see that? Representative.
Oh, what?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is under investigation. Da-da-da-da-da-da. House Ethics Committee investigating a complaint against her. They issued a statement yesterday confirming, even though they didn't really tell the specifics, the details of the investigation did confirm that the office was looking into a complaint. I'm going to bet you that the complaint came from a Republican. You think that's a stretch or not? You going to be with me on that one, Jay?
I will not speculate.
Okay. 48 past the hour.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it is farm, food, and family time. It's amazing how this is sort of attracted a cult following here, talking about food. Well, that's good. We're trying to connect people to the farm. My roots are on the farm, and I want to share things that I know and things that we find out doing research. There's also the American Family Farmer Program that's heard on a lot of the same radio stations that carry the Good Day program, and there is a podcast. Just go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, and you can catch up on that. This sort of is extended, if you will, info on farm, food, and family. Let's celebrate National Brownie Day. How horrible would the world be without brownies? I've discovered a new brownie maker in Los Angeles. They are the yummiest brownies. These are fabulous. Or if I had her card right here, I had it, but I don't. Can't put my hands on it right now. I tell you who it is.
Are they gluten free?
They make everything gluten free.
Wow.
White chocolate, dark chocolate pieces, every single kind of brownie you can think of. There's nothing. I heat mine up a little bit sometimes. I had some with vanilla ice cream last night from this place in L.A. Chewy,
a la mode,
rich. I like blondies too. The blondie
they
brownie.
Good.
They're yummy, but they gotta, for me, gotta be gluten free. So if you're an indulger in this gooey goodness, congratulations. Have lots of this stuff around, for the holidays. This, by the way, all started a creation at the Palmer House in 1893, the Palmer House in Chicago. A prominent socialite named Bertha Palmer, hello, whose husband owned the hotel, she asked the pastry chef for a dessert suitable for ladies attending the World Exposition in Chicago. She requested a cake-like small delicacy to be included in boxed lunches. And the result was the Palmer House brownie. They had walnuts, I think, in the first one and some apricot glaze on it. And so if you go to the Palmer House today, Chicago, they have the yummiest. Oh, my God. I was there once. And you want to make a meal out of it. That's what you really do. Sometimes good good desserts warrant a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
nothing
the case here.
That.
Nope. So in 1907, a brownie was in the Lowney's Cookbook, an adaptation of the Boston Cooking School recipe for what they call the Bangor brownie, obviously a Maine thing from the town of Bangor in Maine. Legend has it that a housewife there created the first brownie recipe. There's a food educator up there in Maine who is a prominent proponent of the theory that brownies were invented in Bangor and not in Chicago. So here we have, it's kind of like the thing between the sandwich and the Shrewsbury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we do it?
Or did
they do it?
And another person
who did it?
It?
Yep, I think that's the case. So the Palmer House in 1893, Bangor brownies in 1904, the Brownie Scouts were established in 1914. They were named after the brownies. Betty Crocker had the first commercial brownie mix, 1921. All right, so there it is. The history of brownie days. I'm going to celebrate. I feel like having one right now. We get to the top of the hour. I'm going down and have a brownie. Much better than a pretzel. Aunt Annie's customers are claiming that the small and large pretzel cups are both the same. Uh-oh.
Oh, gotta love TikTok.
Uh-oh.
See, this is one of those things that you cannot trust this unless you go to do this yourself, because Annie Ann's pretzels, the small and then the regular size, which the TikToker kept calling the large, you don't know if she grabbed multiple pretzels or changed things before she started filming them.
Right. Yeah, making a problem out of it.
Annie Ann's pretzels could definitely sue for defamation.
Right. Do you like pretzels? Are you a pretzel person?
I do. I do, but only the regular ones, like the original with the salt. I'm not a big fan of the cinnamon ones.
Yeah. I don't go out of my way. If there's a pretzel around, I'll eat it. Like I was in line someplace, and there was a box, a cup of pretzels, and I kept eating them. I was in a line for a lunch someplace, but I don't. I wouldn't buy them. But a lot of people
pretzels do.
And Aunt Annie's, you see lots of malls all around the country. They're very, very, very popular. But remember, it's like having a big chunk. It's like a donut, a big chunk of dough in your stomach. Stomach doesn't like it. It's hard to digest. But they are good going down.
Worth it.
That's it. Okay, 59 after on the Good Day program.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.